Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A call for help from King Salmon, a man in the water. Here's the story from Dan Squire.
Sheriff's deputies responded to a 911 call from a resident in King Salmon early this morning, and the caller reported that he was hearing a man calling for help but could not determine where the voice was coming from. Deputies searched the area while fire and ambulance were summoned, and they found 71-year-old King Salmon resident Ted Cooper in the water behind Sammy's Barbecue restaurant. Cooper was in between the dock and a boat named Lola and was barely keeping himself above water by clinging to a buoy rope. Deputies were able to get a rope around Cooper's upper chest to keep him above water, and then firefighters were able to pull Cooper out. He was suffering from cuts and abrasions, as well as hypothermia, and would not have lasted much longer. Cooper was taken to the hospital for treatment, but it remains unclear as to how he got into the water in the first place. For KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
He's wanted for attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, kidnapping, rape, and a host of other crimes, and his name and picture are at the top of local most wanted posters. The sheriff's office is searching for 23-year-old Silverio Sanchez, who's been identified as a suspect in a hit-and-run incident on Highway 36 that sent a United States Forest officer to the hospital. Sanchez, a white adult male, 5'5", 130 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, has friends and family across Humboldt County and is considered dangerous. He's wanted by the Sheriff's Office, Eureka, and Fortuna Police, and Trinity County officials. And anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact law enforcement. In 2012, the Board of Supervisors voted to implement an urgency ordinance that governed the sidewalk and steps to the courthouse in the face of ongoing protests and complaints about those protests occupying areas along Fifth Street. The urgency ordinance prohibited overnight camping, putting up tables and oversized signs, among other rules. And Supervisor Estelle Fennell voted in favor of that urgency ordinance.
From the get-go, it was my feeling, and it still is, that there are plenty of laws on the books to deal with the kind of situation that evolved at that time. What was required was fast and decisive action. This was something that just basically went out of control and was taken over by people who I don't even think were really protesting anymore. They were just living there.
Fennell and the Board of Supervisors voted last week to repeal the urgency ordinance, stating that it was no longer necessary. Fennell did say, however, that people who want to engage in civil disobedience must be prepared to face the consequences, and that county government must be prepared to enforce its laws. The urgency ordinance came in response to a trenchant encampment that grew at the site of the original Occupy Eureka movement. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Here is a lost and found story. The Kings County Child Abduction Unit has issued an alert asking for the public's help in locating a 17-year-old Sarah Horn, last seen on December 6th in Lemoore, California. She could be in the Eureka area and possibly in the company of a man named Kyle. Horn is a white female, 5'4", 110 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. Anyone with information as to her whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. In a case of found, the sheriff's office received a call from 66-year-old Arcata resident Arthur Barrett at around 7:45 this morning. Barrett reported he was lost in the woods somewhere near Jacoby Creek Road and Upper Creek Road. Sheriff's dispatchers were able to get a cell phone location for Barrett, and deputies responded to the scene and found him safe and sound off a trail near Jacoby Creek Road. You're reminded to always notify a friend or family member if you plan to go hiking and where you will be when you're expected to return. You're also reminded to ensure you have proper clothing and a cell phone or a GPS. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.